Ready? Good. We'll bring the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the date is February 7th. 8th? I was looking at Josh. He knows everything. 2006. The time is 3:29 p.m. Members present, we do have a quorum. Representative Lynn, Crawford, Cott, Guttenberg, Rookberg, and myself, Chairman Anderson. Over the past 2 weeks and yesterday, my staff provided copies of the applications and resumes for the latest group of appointments from the governor. Our standard procedure in the past and today will be to receive requests from the members of the committee and invite those appointees to answer questions. I don't think we've received too many requests. I think the only one has been for Shirley Gifford's appointment on the Alcohol Beverage Control Board.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Guttenberg.
I just want to point out that there was no resume, just the form letter from Elaine Williamson, but I have received that since, and I want to thank your staff for that.
Okay, and that's good for Elaine, and we'll get to her name for the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy shortly here. I take the lack of requests concerning the remaining appointees as non-opposition by the committee to move the names forward to the general session for votes. I will read the names into the record, and then we will pass around the confirmation committee report sheets for member signatures. Josh has those, please. We'll be able to expedite the reading of the names, but not the signing of the report. So please stick around till we've signed all of those. Also, for the record, Commissioner Bill Knoll will be invited to be in front of the committee next Wednesday with the remaining appointees representing Commerce and Community and Regional Development Department. Economic Development Department. That being said, we will go through, and I'm going to read each board or commission and then the names, and if I don't hear objection, we will move those on. But first, we will have Shirley Gifford online. Shirley, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. Who requested Shirley Gifford to be before? Was it Norman? Representative Rookberg?
I may have, but because of the interest in the ABC board, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, Shirley, why don't you tell us briefly about yourself, and if there are any questions for you. I don't think you were targeted for any other reason than maybe Representative Rookberg just wanted to get to know who you were.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you giving me the time to come in and talk about my desire to serve on the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. I really would appreciate staying involved. I've been a law enforcement officer for 28 years and retired just a couple of years ago. Served 20 years on the Anchorage Police Department and retired as captain of detectives. And that was just prior to being appointed as the chief of police in Soldotna. Served there for 6 years and then just retired a couple of years ago. My husband and I have a couple of businesses. He's a fish guide during the summertime, and we have Gifford Consulting and Training. And I do a variety of things. I served as interim chief up in Nome when they were searching for a new chief, and that was a couple of winters ago. And so during my time with Anchorage, I, amongst other things, I served as captain of technical services for a time. And during that time, I met with bar owners and liquor establishments to just work with them to ensure compliance with state statute and ordinances, and just working with them to, for preventative reasons, to make sure that the community members stayed safe and that it was just a workable operation. I think I can be fair and objective on this board and would just really appreciate being able to serve.
Well, thank you, Shirley. Thank you for taking the time to comment today on record before the Labor and Commerce Committee, and we appreciate your public service as a law enforcement officer. We'll go to questions. Representative Guttenberg, then Rookberg.
Thank you. And thank you, Shirley, for stepping forward to serve. My question to you is, are there any policies, from your background in enforcement that you would like to see changed or altered or need adjustment on the ABC board?
I've had the opportunity to sit in on one meeting now, and my second one will be tomorrow, actually. And, during that first meeting, one of the issues that came up was what is a restaurant? And I think we're going to be taking a look at a restaurant that serves beer and wine, and is the definition clear enough for us to make good, appropriate decisions as to whether a quote-unquote restaurant licensee can actually serve alcohol. So that's one thing that came up, and I came onto the board not with any issues, no preconceived notions. I really don't have any regulations at the top of my head that I think should be changed. I think at least during my time as the chief of police here in Soldotna, the regulations really worked very well for us. So there's not any one regulation that I can say needs some tweaking, but from that last meeting, it looks like we need to define a licensed restaurant a little better.
Okay, Representative Roper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Guilford, I want to also reflect my agreement with Representative Guttenberg in thanking you for your willingness to serve the public. That's always something that many of us are appreciative of, and people don't get thanked for their public service.
Thank you very much to both of you for that. I appreciate it.
And you have a long record of public service from your resume. I do take note that you were on the PTA at Glasswood in 95 and 96. Did you live out in my neighborhood there?
Yes, I did.
Great. How long did you live in the Sand Lake area?
19 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, well, actually, I owned my house for 19 years, and I still owned it when I moved down to Soldotna. So I had my house for 19 years, and I left in 97 to be the chief down here, but was a property owner up until, 3 years ago.
And this is Chairman Anderson. I'm sure she appreciated your campaign signage for kindling. Okay, any other questions?
No, I have some questions.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Okay, good. No other questions. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Sir, no, this is Representative Roper.
Okay, Representative Roper has another question.
I have a couple of substantive ones, ma'am. There's been controversy in the past about investigators from ABC Board carrying firearms. Did you have an opinion on that?
I would have some concerns about that. If that were to come to pass, certainly what would have to be looked at would be the training program and policies and procedures. And firearms training within police departments is very, very intense, and it's consistent. And so there are a lot of things that need to be taken a look at prior to that happening. I don't have an opinion. I'm not out of pocket opposed. If I were to approve it, then I would want to make sure that all of those policies and training and regulations were in place prior to that happening.
And Mr. Chairman, follow up.
Okay, Representative Roper.
Let's go for the in your background in law enforcement in dealing with Title IV licensed premises. Do you have an opinion about whether or not there should be a statutory requirement for security or so-called bouncers in larger establishments?
If that statutory requirement became necessary, during my time as captain in technical services, where I worked very closely with the bar owners, not all, but most of them, were very eager and responsible and offered to do that with my suggestion or with us working together. So, you know, if it works where the police department and who are charged with public safety and the bar owners are working that out, that's great. If it just isn't working anymore, then maybe we need to go to a statute.
And Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Representative Roper.
Ms. Guilford, I'm not sure. I think you may have been moved to the peninsula before we were able to enact under the leadership of Chairman Anderson the excellent legislation allowing some assistance with the establishments in the taxi industry about taking the car home by utilizing a taxi. The kind of derisively known as the tipsy taxi bill. Did you ever have any experience with that or talk to, I know it was very popular with downtown Anchorage, establishment owners, or is that working in the Soldotna area at all?
And Shirley, let me just define what that was. That was Anchorage Char that pushed that. actually, Frank Dahl's in the audience here listening to the this process, and he was kind of integral in getting that passed. It's where there's limited liability on taxi companies who drive with two different taxis, one your vehicle and then you separately, so that you don't end up leaving your vehicle there. Oftentimes people drive home drunk or to another establishment because they don't want to leave their vehicle at an establishment and have it vandalized.
Right.
And bar owners committed to paying, along with taxi drivers, out of their own pockets to do that. So Representative Oakberg's, I don't know if you have a thought on that. It's a little late because it's in law, but you could at least comment if it's, I don't think it's really been active in Soldotna.
It's under the pressure right now from the lack of funding. DOT cut their funding, and I'm concerned about that.
But that's true. Actually, that's true. In fact, Frank is in the audience is shaking his head that we're going to try to be active to get more funding for that. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, you know, I know it's absolutely true that when people drink, they're not using their good judgment. However, in spite of that, they still care a lot about their vehicles and don't want to leave them on the street, don't want to leave them in the parking lots. It sounds like a good plan to, you know, alleviate that problem. If it works, I think it's great. And if the money's there, that's great, too. I think it takes care of a lot of problems, and I think it's a good preventative measure.
Good. We realize, this is Chairman Anderson, that you can't really directly help with the funding as an ABC board member, but I think that was an appropriate question from Representative Roper. Again, we're glad that you at least support the idea to help get drunk drivers off the streets by these
Chairman,
programs.
I think the regulatory boards can have an impact on policy and even the fiscal policies about where the monies are directed. If you have a program that they support, they can get behind and have some influence.
That's a good point. So hopefully you can think of that once you're appointed. Any other questions? Representative Roper, you good?
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shirley. You're welcome to stay online. We're going to read your name and about four names.
Okay.
And then it'll be painless and over.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yep. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks for your time. Great responses.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll go to the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy. We have Mr. John Floyd from Anchorage, Mr. Daniel Rozema from Anchorage, and Ms. Elaine Williamson from Fairbanks. Is there any objection to moving those names forward to the general session? Hearing and seeing none, those are moved. We have Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Ms. Shirley A. Gifford, who you just spoke with from Soldotna. Any objection moving her name forward? Representative Roper.
You might want to point out to what this says here for the record, Mr. Chairman, rather than...
I think I already did that, but...
You say objection. It's a different phase. I mean...
Okay, well, for both the State Board of Public Accountancy and the ABC Board and respective names recommended... Your signature on the committee report does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further session for the purposes of confirmation, and that will apply to all of these names, meaning you're not bound to vote for them yes or no once they're before the session. This is just to forward them on through the process so that we can debate if someone is opposed to them. Everyone knows that, I think, but it's good for the record.
You had used the word recommendation, Mr. Chair.
Correct, recommendation. Thank you. Representative Roper, should we take an at ease and hug? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Mr. Terry Gorlick from Anchorage, Mr. Burdett B. Lent from Wasilla, and Mr. Daniel E. Walsh from Fairbanks. Same rules apply, so no objection. We move those names forward. Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Dr. Greg Colbert, Eagle River, Dr. Rosemary Zimmerman, Girdwood. Hearing, seeing no objections, those will be moved forward. Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Mr. Matt McSorley. And I see Mike Davidson from the Fire Department in support of Matt, his partner, the Fire Department. Seeing no objection, his name will be moved forward. Board of Marital and Family Therapy, Ms. Vivian Finley, Wasilla. Mr. Curtis Schlosser, Homer. Ms. Dottie Van Meter Stanton, Anchorage. Ms. Patricia White, Juneau. Seeing, hearing no objection, those names will be moved forward. Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Ms. Barbara Norton, Anchorage. Ms. Holly Steiner, Wasilla. Hearing no objections, so moved. Board of Nursing, Ms. Joanne Bell Graves, Juneau. Seeing, hearing no objection, her name will be moved forward to the general session. Board of Examiners and Optometry, Dr. Dennis Swarner, Kenai. Seeing no objection, his name will be moved forward. State Physical Therapy and Occupational, Mr. Julius Brecht, Anchorage. His name will be moved forward. Seeing no objection. Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Mr. Steve McSwain, Anchorage, Mr. Butch Olmsted, Ketchikan. Seeing no objection, move to the general session. Real Estate Commission, Mr. Tim Worthen, Anchorage. Seeing no objection, his name will be moved forward. Workers' Compensation Appeals Board Commission, Mr. John Fairbanks Gucci. Thank you.
Juki.
Okay, sounds like a movie theater candy. How do you pronounce it again?
John Juki.
Okay. He will move, his name will be moved forward along with Ms. Kristen Knudsen, Anchorage, Mr. Jim Robison, Eagle River, Mr. Mark Stemp, Bethel, Mr. Philip Ulmer, Eagle River.
Mr. Chairman,
Yes, Representative Cott.
I'm not going to object.
Okay.
Move them forward, but I would like to at least indicate that I would have liked to have heard some of their testimony, and I should have probably brought that forward earlier to see how they view some potential changes that might be occurring within the workers' comp division during the upcoming year. But more so, I'd like to get their views on whether or not they believe that exempting real estate agents is a good idea from workers' comp.
Okay. Those are fair questions. I see Josh's feathers rile because the because a couple weeks ago he let everyone know the names. So thank you for recognizing. You've had ample time, and you can work with Josh to get those names, and we'll get you, if you want to call them, you're welcome to do that. Representative Pete Cott, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, on that
yes, point, Representative Roper.
Perhaps the bill sponsor, Representative Lynn, can tell the good member from Eagle River that the Commissioner of Labor has endorsed Representative Lynn's and my bill.
And I appreciate that. I heard that, and that gives me, Mr. Chairman, a great deal of concern. I'm gravely concerned now. I was only remotely concerned before, but I'm gravely concerned.
On that point,
Representative Lynn.
Good representatives from Eagle River.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a debatable point there.
Thank you. Well, if I wasn't concerned before, I am now. But but on the board itself, and not on the members and the names that we have, I'm also have some concerns. You know, we're putting people on a board where there's no clear direction as far what's going to be happening with a transition from one system to another. I've expressed that to Department of Labor in a finance subcommittee. You know, what is the transition? What are you guys doing? How is this going to work? You know, in some ways, they as far as the dates of when the transition happened is clear, but as far as what is actually going to be the transition, you know, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. So we're putting names of people forward who are all good people. You know. But as far as what the board is and how it's going to be constituted and how it's going to be its mandate, it's going to be never mind how it deals with real estate agents or contractors or
licensees.
I am concerned also.
Representative Guttenberg and other members of the committee, your concerns are noted. Recognize that through the legislative process, the names were forwarded and assigned to the committees a couple weeks ago. I think we still have more time before the names and any debate occurs on the House floor when we have joint session. Also, as a result of the workers' compensation legislation, the commission and the board were restructured, and so I think it's appropriate for you to find out what the backgrounds are of the folks. This would have been the appropriate time, but since we haven't asked for them to be before this committee, I think you'll have ample time before they get to talk to them, before they get to their names are forwarded to the joint session. And Representative Roper helps calendar that so we can all work together if you want to talk to them about their resumes. So those names will be forwarded, and with the recognition that committee members may have objection but want to keep the process going and move the names forward for scheduling to the general session. To that end, we have also the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board prospective appointee, Mr. Raymond Scott Bridges, Eagle River, Mr. Stephen Hagedorn, Anchorage, Ms. Linda Hutchins, Soldotna, and Mr. Dave Robinson, Wasilla. Again, the resumes and committee reports are attached for your use. I've heard no objections, and we appreciate Ms. Gifford's testimony. The names will all be forwarded. You've signed the confirmation committee report. Some of the members will pass them on down the line and appreciate the members' attendance today. And looking at Josh, I don't think we have anything else in the agenda, so we will adjourn at 3:47, Labor and Commerce.